Twice he started to respond, changed his mind. Tension rasped the air. Pop? That's what Bisand thinks. The guard is watching Tokar, and me, now. It's the time of the comet, Stance. The 10th passage. Bisand smells some big resurrectionist plot. He's making life hard. This thing about Tokar will make it worse. Stancil sucked spittle between his teeth. He sighed. Maybe it was a mistake coming home. I won't get anything done wasting time ducking Bisand and fighting with you. No, Stance, Jasmine said. Your father won't start anything. Bo, you weren't starting a fight. You're not going to start one. My son engaged to a resurrectionist. He turned away, took a deep breath, quietly berated himself. Jumping to conclusions, on word no better than Bisand's. Son, I'm sorry. He's been riding me. He glanced at Jasmine. Bisand wasn't his only persecutor. Thanks, Pop. How's the research coming? Jasmine grumbled and muttered. Bowman said, This conversation is crazy. We're all asking questions and nobody is answering. Give me some money, Bo, Jasmine said. What for? You two won't say hello before you start your plotting. I might as well go marketing. Bowman's waited. She eschewed her arsenal of pointed remarks about woman's lot. He shrugged, dribbled coins into her palm. Let's go upstairs, Stance. She's mellowed, Stancil said as they entered the attic room. I hadn't noticed. So have you. But the house hasn't changed. Bowman's lighted the lamp. Cluttered as ever, he admitted. He grabbed his hiding spear. Gotta make a new one of these. It's getting worn. He spread his chart on the little table. Not much improvement, Pop. Get rid of Bisand, he tapped the 6th barrow. Right there. The only thing standing in my way. That route the only option, Pop? Could you get the top 2, or even 1? That would leave you a 50-50 chance of guessing the other 2. I don't guess. This isn't a card game. You can't deal a new hand if you play your first one wrong. Stancil took the 1 chair, stared at the chart. He drummed the tabletop with his fingers. Bowman's fidgeted. A week passed. The family settled into new rhythms, including living with the monitor's intensified surveillance. Bowman's was cleaning a weapon from the Tel Curry site. A trove, that was. A veritable trove. A mass burial, with weapons and armor almost perfectly preserved. Stancil entered the shop. Bowman's looked up. Rough night. Not bad. He's ready to give up. Only came round once. Men Fu or Bisand? Men Fu. Bisand was there a half dozen times. They were working shifts. Men Fu was the public excuse. In reality, Bowman's hoped to wear Bisand down before the comet's return. It was not working. Your mother has breakfast ready, Bowman's began assembling his pack. Wait up, Pop. I'll go too. You need to rest. That's all right. I feel like digging. Okay. Something was bothering the boy. Maybe he was ready to talk. They'd never done much of that. Their pre-university relationship had been one of confrontation, with Stance always on the defensive. He had grown these 4 years, but the boy was still there, inside. He was not yet ready to face his father, man to man.